Thank you for turning it into Comic Talk 616, listening to our show about nerdy stuff. Yeah, let's do this.
Welcome. Happy belated Father's Day.
Well, yeah, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Because this is when we're recording this bit. Okay, that's too much.
Dude, down on my little touch.
Oh, what? You're a little too...
Just a little bit. Appreciate that.
A little too warm on your...
Yeah.
Headphones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are here.
We are.
Talk about a few stories.
So we do have a few stories, as people might notice. This is the pre-con time where...
Yeah, because...
beginning of summer, usually this
Fan
summer.
Expo Denver is in a week or two.
Yeah, and I think... When's the big one? I'm trying to remember. It's coming up a couple
San
weeks.
Diego, second or third week of July.
Okay, so about a month or so. But yeah,
this
is like a time where they kind of hold off a lot of their announcements. There'll be a few announcements, but there's not a ton of announcements.
Yeah, this is a crazy busy summer for us, so we might not make it to any conventions except for our local one.
Yeah,
September or October.
I know, yeah. So... Anyway, so there are a few news stories, and then today we also have a kind of a special episode. So here towards the end, we're going to add some stuff that we ended up recording a little bit ago. About a week ago.
Exactly.
Actually, a week ago, exactly. And we were up at a bachelor party weekend in the hot tub, and we decided to give some an impromptu Darkest Timeline story session.
Yeah. Involving the 11 of us that were there that weekend.
Indeed.
I feel like it wasn't our best work, but it was fun.
It's still fun. I mean, like I said, kind of a special episode. If you don't like the stories, blame Jake, because he's not here right now.
Yeah, blame Jake for not showing up.
Can't defend himself.
Yes, absolutely. You should definitely attack people when they can't defend themselves. It's the perfect time to do it.
If you learn nothing from this episode, attack people who are defenseless.
Hello there.
With that, I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
Annalise.
And I'm Steve. Are you here? Okay. It's just the three of us. That voice was a figment of your imagination.
Yeah. Sounds like a ghost.
I'm your conscience.
Yeah. Oh, no. We haven't talked in a while.
Do I hear something? No, I don't hear anything.
That's what my conscience sounds like.
That was a weird sound.
Mostly.
So, earlier this week, I sent Jake the sound bite from me botching Tommy's Run Against Traffic ad with the accidental dragon sounds in the background.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I emailed that to you. You're welcome.
we spruced it up with dragons. Everything's better with dragons.
It's just bad that it's an ad for
human
trafficking awareness and help.
Yeah.
And I accidentally hit that button.
You hit the dragon button. It's
obviously,
okay.
That did not make it into the final episode.
I mean, it happens. It's not, like I said, it wasn't intentional. You're good. It's just funny.
See, when he said we were going to an ad break, I thought it was going to be the best slope ad, so it was going to be funny. And then it was that one. I'm like, oh, oops.
Oops-a-daisy. Ah, that happens. That happens. So, how was your week? Anything cool, fun?
Yes, actually. I finally, this week, have watched the first three John Wick movies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Those are really good. They're fun.
They're phenomenal.
They're really good. Like, some I've heard some people like criticize some of the acting, but like, who's watching it for the acting? It's the action, man.
The acting is fine.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
I still stand by my opinion. Like, as cool as Keanu Reeves is his acting better in those movies? Because there's
not, I think,
like, other than the fighting and stuff that he's doing, there's not really much acting going on.
Oh, no, not for that movie. In other movies, I think his acting's still pretty good, but it's better.
Good.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. When you start at a baseline of down here,
you start at a baseline of Bill and Ted.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, Bill and Ted was fine.
It was fine because he was cutting loose.
Yeah.
And
for the Matrix, like, it kind of worked. But for a lot of other action movies it was in, it was bad.
Yeah. So comparatively, I would say that he has gotten better.
He has definitely improved.
Definitely.
And the thing is, like, he's also done the thing that you should do if you're, you know, if you're acting, you know, you can act pretty good, but it doesn't matter how good you act. Because if you're a cool person, it improves your numbers. So, like, your perception gets improved for sure.
He has very few lines in John Wick series.
Yeah, and he really doesn't need
them. And actually, if you think about it,
it works.
His acting's, but it's gotten a lot better.
Have you ever seen the videos online of him, like, training?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And,
like, he can... I mean, for the most part, not all of it, but for the most part, he can do most of that stuff.
Yeah.
For the most part. You know.
For the most part, yeah.
So true.
Keanu Reeves.
Pretty much all of that is...
He's cool. We're talking about him.
I finally watched the first three John Wick movies this week.
John Wick 30 that just came out.
I think four.
Yeah, but it's not so much like it's sequels, but chapters of the same story.
Yeah.
Because it's still the same story from the beginning of the first movie.
They just kind of picked it in
place. They just need to do it in multiple movies because of all the stuff that's happening.
Well, and that, like I said, that one's fun. It's just fun.
So you could think of it as a mini series with extra long episodes because they're all about 2 hours.
It's like, that's like one of those British TV shows.
John Wick 4 is... like 2.5 or something, isn't it?
I think so. I think they're doing a spinoff show, aren't they? The Continental? Is that a show?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, like one of those period pieces where each episode is like an hour long and then there's like 4 episodes.
Well, there's like, was it Luther? The BBC show was like 2-hour episodes, I think. Something like that.
And then there's and they call it Sensibility
episodes
and
stuff. Basically movies. Or like the
Sherlock
movies. Series.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
those are all movies.
Those are all basically movies. Yeah. They just made them all together.
So it's except with John Wick, it's all the same storyline, just
For sure.
Different chapters.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like I said, I enjoyed those. Those are fun. Those are fun movies. I like a good action movie.
I was just way behind. I'm like, you know what?
That's all right. I didn't watch them, like, I never got any of them in the theaters, to be honest, so it's all good.
And then Fast X. The 10th Fast and Furious movie
came out. 10th and hopefully the final.
I literally don't know what they can do now that is, like, okay, so last time I made a joke that it was like, oh, maybe they'll go to space, and then they went to space in the next movie.
I thought they did the movie before, like...
No, but what I'm saying, like... This was several movies ago, and I made the joke.
Oh, okay, got
that. But, like, what are they going to do? Go to space? And then they went to space with cars. So, time travel with cars? Are they going to jump in the DeLorean? I don't know.
Props.
Are they going to make a mod? I'm making things happen. They're going to, like, okay. So, they're going to do time travel, and then they're going to, you know, the whole family is going to do, like, they're going to do, like, ramp backflips with their cars off of T-Rexes. And, and then, like, they'll do another little jump and, like, ramp off the pyramids. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm, like I said, it got wild. The space, anything, anytime.
The one that did it for me was when they were in Dubai, jumping cars from building to building.
Yeah, that's kind of. That's where I was. That's what got me too.
Technically, that might be slightly possible. That is so ridiculously
Well, they have the same thing that happens with some action stuff, like shows and movies, where like all of a sudden the guy shooting becomes way more effective at shooting. Mm-hmm. Like,
so the first, because he tried really, really hard.
Yeah, he believed he could, so he did. So the cars are really strong and don't break. Like they wreck six or seven other cars. They're
made out of steel again.
Yeah, they wreck six or seven other cars that
the cars break so easily at first.
Yeah. Well, no, but the bad guys' cars are made out of, like, tin. Yeah.
They're all fiberglass.
They're fiberglass and tin. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Thin fiberglass, too.
And not even that good stuff. Good guys are vibranium cars.
Yeah. And so, like,
paper mache.
And, like, so they, yeah, they wreck into six or seven other cars, and theirs is fine. Yeah. And that's always that's funny to me.
Or there's that whole thing that, with the Transformers, with Megan Fox's costume.
Transformers 2 with her white pants that stayed pristine in the middle of a battle.
Never get dirty.
In the desert? Yes.
In the desert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I can understand, like, sometimes doing stuff like that on purpose for an aesthetic look.
Yeah.
I don't think Michael Bay did that on purpose like that.
She's not wearing stormtrooper armor. It's not gonna
I kind of,
even stormtrooper armor gets dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I'm never making fun of Jurassic Park for the high heels again.
No. But that was Bryce Howard chose to do that because she wanted to prove it could be done, and it fit her character.
It did. No, but
and she did all that wearing high heels, which I give her props for that, because that's okay.
She loves to girl boss her way through.
It tough for no reason, but okay.
Apparently, prove a point. She was proving a point that it wasn't as tough as people think it is, apparently.
You know, I'm saying this as a person who doesn't wear heels
for dudes,
like, ever. So
definitely, we're breaking ankles, or knees, or both.
I mean, I have some shoes with kind of a high heel on it, and it's like, half an inch bigger than the other one.
I have riding boots that have heel, that they're like inch and a half heels.
No, because if I'm in a battle,
I can run
or something
in them.
And I'm wearing heels, I'm instantly taking off the heels.
Yeah.
Because I'm better off cutting my feet open by running around barefoot than breaking an ankle by tripping in my stilettos. And,
but also, if your job's on an island, you don't have other shoes at all. Like,
well, that's
none?
The character though too.
None more shoes.
She's rich and she's not used to being out.
She likes to be fancy and wear her high heels.
Your grandmas are the best.
Well, thanks. I'm pretty sure,
But anyway,
I'm pretty sure the other characters have like alternate shirts.
Talking about realistic stuff.
Anyways, yeah.
Dumb stuff in movies.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Vast majority of movies are gunfights.
Oh.
Always shooting, way more than a mag can hold. Never reloading. The John Wick movies.
Yeah, running it back to John Wick.
Not a single mistake in all three of the movies
I
watched.
They actually got,
they're realistic reloads, realistic.
Several experts. Experts in multiple, multiple experts in
gun
fields.
Stuff.
And the way all of them, all their gunplay was on point. It wasn't like, oh, this is the first time I've had a gun in my hands. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to point and make it look like I'm know what I'm doing.
They had obviously
everybody
practiced.
Knew exactly what they were doing. It looked like seasoned soldiers or whatever.
Well, and most of them went through training beforehand, which is great because that made it look good.
But doing tactical reloads and all that, and of the reloads that he was doing, as people were actively attacking him.
Yeah.
That's, realistic, though.
But it's, but most of it, he does.
That's one thing that's nice about sci-fi, Star Wars, is you don't have to follow those rules.
You don't
have
to reload.
Yeah, that's fair. You just, energy cells.
As a filmmaker, that's nice, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It takes one aspect of,
realism.
One less thing to think about.
That they don't have to worry about. Yeah.
Well, and I heard, he does most of his own stunts in, all the... He does most of, he said he puts it as he does most of his own action.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gets hit by a car, that's not him. But if he's doing other stuff, the cool stuff basically, that's him.
Yeah. If it's out of risk to his safety, then he's not doing it.
He gets hit by cars a lot in those movies.
Yeah. So that's
like, especially the third one. I think poor it's like guy. Three times in like just a couple minutes or less.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, you say like every time he gets hit by the car, it's a stunt man. But every time he does like
everything else, rolls, is him.
Cool stuff.
Pretty yeah. much. Yeah. Basically, all the cool stuff is him.
Speaking of cool stunts done by actors, did you see that one that Tom Cruise just did?
For the
motorcycle?
For this, the Mission Impossible.
Off a freaking cliff.
Oh, really?
He drove a motorcycle off a cliff and then parachuted down. And it's real.
He That's halted awesome. Filming until he could perfect that stunt.
How do you practice that?
By doing it over and over again.
I guess into like a foam less, pit.
And less, he has lots of money, so.
I guess,
collect the motorcycles, fix the ones that can be fixed, get other ones.
I guess I hadn't factored in piles of money.
Hold on.
That is a superpower.
He drives it off a cliff and parachutes off of it.
All right. We'll take a look at it. His little short video.
100% him. I'm going to pause.
All right. If you don't open your parachute, you're not
going to make it.
Oh, wow.
Wish we had a camera set up for Matt's facial reaction here.
Okay,
they'll get to listen.
No, we paused. Oh, no, we didn't. You said you were pausing.
I changed my mind.
Lies. You said lies. I'm
trying to get your reactions.
Oh, here. You'll get them.
Isn't that wild?
That is.
Oh. Like he really actually did.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember. No.
And all of the people on standby are like freaking out.
They're like, no, they're like, definitely
if we
like.
If lose Tom, we're losing our jobs forever.
Oh man. No. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
Yeah, I think the director was like on pins and needles through that whole process.
Well, I'm sure because like, one wrong move and like.
Yeah, because what happens you lose your main guy in the middle of shooting, you're not finishing the film.
Right.
But they know that because he does, like, there are no stunts that he doesn't do himself.
Yeah, but that's the craziest, that's the
so they know
most
that
dangerous stunt going he's ever
in,
done.
Yeah. Everybody that works with him knows that going in. They're like, okay, whatever we write for him, he's going to want to do that.
Yeah, it's a risk hiring him.
Well, and I think that he has some... like say on some of the stuff where he's like, yeah, I want to do this. It's going to be great.
I don't remember how many jumps it was before he got it down to
where I think
where
they said like 13 or something.
At least, yeah.
That's not a lot of jumps, guys.
No, but like when they were actually like that wasn't his first run for the final shot.
Oh, okay.
Like he did that exact one while filming multiple times.
That's
to get the perfect shot.
I'm imagining like,
after all the practice ones.
My jump wasn't good enough. One more take.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
bring out
there's
a new motorcycle.
Meanwhile, there's just some guy down at the bottom picking up his motorcycles and just crying. Just like, they were so good. Why?
Anyway, so we have a couple of
you news lived
stories.
So the movie you died so the movie could live.
Right.
Anyway. Sorry. Oh, yeah. We do have a couple news stories.
We watched
a couple
the
things.
Teaser for the live-action One Piece on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't the full trailer.
It looks
good. No, it's a teaser.
It looks as good as I think it's going to. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, that art style is kind of wild for proportions.
It's going to be campy because they have to because it's One Piece.
Well, I think it's for fans of One Piece already.
Definitely.
They're not catering to new viewers as much.
I don't think
so. Because it's already so weird.
Well, and I think this is kind of like a lot of the other anime to live action stuff they've done.
Yeah.
Like, they did a Bleach one. That was pretty good, but
which
like
I still haven't watched.
It was pretty good, but if you've watched Bleach before, you'd like it. If you didn't watch Bleach before, you probably aren't going to care about it at all.
Yeah.
They did good. I think they did better on this than they did on like the Death Note one. I didn't love that.
Death Note was kind of regrettable. It wasn't.
I didn't love
nearly
that.
As good as
and
the anime.
Like, I'm distancing myself more and more from the Cowboy Bebop one. I thought it was fun, and I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it, but I can see like why people didn't like it as much. I feel like if they do an equivalent job with this, they'd do pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it, though. I liked that one. I gave it a good review because I liked it. I did like it.
When you're going to live-action versions of anime,
mm-hmm.
you got to set aside a lot of expectations. Yeah, because you're not going to be able. It's not going to be able to be the same. So
yeah, and like I said, I'm not a crazy person.
And I get some of the complaints people had with Cowboy Bebop.
I got it too.
Some of them were really stupid.
Some of them, I thought
the characters don't look the same. It's like,
anime is animated for a reason.
Actors,
yeah,
that don't look like animated characters.
They had to get real people, and those real people don't exist in real life.
You can't match the character.
And I thought they did a really good job with him. And I know they changed what's his name story a little bit.
Oh,
can't think of his name now.
Oh, Jet.
Yeah,
yeah, they changed. But I didn't
think that. I don't. Yeah, I don't think that was an issue. It wasn't.
They changed his backstory, but not in an important enough way.
No.
And his backstory is like, I think his wife's dead. No, can't remember.
I can't remember. It's been so long since.
Yeah, but they changed it up a bit, which is, like I said, I don't think that 100% mattered. Like, I don't think that was the main focus of the story. Because they definitely changed up the stuff with, like, Sirius and, like, Vicious, yeah, and changing the name to changing his name, like where his name is, like he just goes by Spike.
Oh, instead of that being his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
that doesn't matter either.
That's, I didn't think that was
whose actual name is Spike anyway.
Well, it works for an anime, but it's future space.
If you're trying to make it,
it's a space western. Yeah. So I mean, it makes sense for the.
Yeah, I didn't think those
anime fans are just such gatekeepers that they can't let anything change. A lot of them are.
They are. A lot of them are. And the thing is, like, yeah, so the One Piece thing, I'm mentioning it because it needs to be mentioned, but I can't complain about that too much because they kind of, they got, the people they got look good, like, look pretty
good
with
the
costumes.
They look like the characters.
They look like the characters. I know which characters they are. They made Buggy look terrifying for that half second we saw him. Yeah. Like, he actually looks scary, which is great, because he's supposed to be really scary, especially in that part that they're probably going to go with. They are going to have to rush it quite a bit, because it is a long thing.
Well, I'm sure they're just going to pick certain story arcs.
Yeah. Well, no, but I think they're going to, like, have to change it a little, because I don't think that, because they show, like, a thing that looks like the Going Merry, the ship, is in the construction yard. It was just built. Like, it was there.
And who knows? Like, yeah.
Somebody just, like, gave it to him, like, fully built in the water already. So they're going to change a little bit up, and I'm okay with that because...
And it could be in a shipyard getting repaired.
And the thing is that, like, if they do a show, it would be, like, 300 episodes long.
Yeah.
Because they definitely spread out when they have all those characters come in. I'm just curious... When they, like, if they get a sequel to this, or if they get to go further the story, because the two characters that they're going towards, the next crew members that they didn't show, are the ones that are gonna look the weirdest in live action. Because Chopper's a reindeer person, and Franky's a robot man with big arms.
Yeah.
Although I really want them to get to Brooke, because that would be kind of hilarious.
Which one?
Brooke is a. Oh. Brooke's a skeleton man.
Yeah.
Who plays violin?
Did we talk about our weeks?
Yeah,
was I
a little
gone
bit.
When you did that?
Well, we started John Wick.
Oh, yeah, and that's all the further we got.
No, that's okay. No.
We got into movies.
I mean,
and
to be fair, we jumped around. It's all good. Yeah. I didn't think super important. I just couldn't.
Did you have something you wanted to add to your. To
no,
your week?
I just didn't know if you guys.
We did a little
that.
Bit.
No,
I mean,
just
I didn't
mentioned
say
me
my
watching
week at
John
all.
Wick. And
we
then,
talked about it.
Well, yeah, because we
I
got off on tangent.
I went to camp and we went. To the mountains, and we went four-wheeling.
Sweet.
And we made s'mores, and we got some pretty pictures.
Yeah, my wheels are covered in mud.
I'll bet so.
It was really
There were a few puddles. It wasn't like anything drastic that, you know, that I wouldn't want to run through. Yeah, it was some good.
Also,
a few spots where there was some decent fording, foot or so. Of
nice.
Foot or two of water.
That's fun. Oh, you did the high up one?
Yeah. I hate those so much.
I know.
Why?
Didn't Jake hate those too?
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't know what they were funny. Until he told me. I'm like, and I looked through a bunch of them. Like,
said, can you send that to Jake, please? If you haven't already.
Yeah. No, he already saw them. That's why it came up, because of the ones from the wedding last week.
Oh, I thought they were the ones that he... I think he found him somewhere else.
He wasn't there, though.
Saw Donnie or Eilish's post.
But these ones weren't in that because these weren't Donnie and Eilish's.
Can you say, if he hasn't seen them already, can you send them to him again?
Yeah, why?
Just
does he hate them?
Yes. I also, like, so...
I do, too. Some people,
I don't have an opinion on them yet. I haven't thought about it. Those are nice for, like, group...
That setting is nice for group photos so you can fit everybody in.
Well, yeah. If you,
yeah, that's different.
If it's not the one that distorts and makes your forehead look like it's three feet long.
I think it's so fun.
It looks idiotic.
That's the point. It's supposed to be goofy.
See, yours doesn't... Yours looks okay because of your bangs.
And you're my father, so you're not going to say I look idiotic anyway.
Probably not going to say that, but...
Probably not.
Out of all of them I saw from that whole set...
That's the one that doesn't look ridiculous.
But that's the point.
They're supposed to be funny.
I know. They're not funny, though. They make me want to break things.
I will tell you some photo stuff.
No.
Annalise, I will tell you some photo stuff and tell you about my... I'll count this as my week. When we were up in Yellowstone, I had the whole group sending Jake photos of birds.
She looks like a Klingon in that. Because
Jake hates birds. That
without the freaking ridge on her forehead. Oh, it's from that dumb Star Trek thing we don't talk about on our show.
What's the point?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Please tell me about their deep history.
That's the end of that.
Who's your favorite Klingon?
See, maybe it's a good thing I don't know about that.
This show is over.
Sorry. I'm in a mood right now, apparently.
Apparently. Get out of your mood,
man. Hateful mood.
No, I'm not hateful.
Just and vengeful. We're done.
Mm-hmm. I broke the show. All right, so some sad update news on both the Daredevil Born Again and the Penguin. Apparently, they've both stopped due to the writer's strike.
Hiatus until the writer's strike is
yeah. So the production stopped. So. Until,
it's just paused, but
yeah.
still,
yeah.
For
a,
who knows how long?
It.
Yeah,
I know everything's delayed, but like. Those two in particular, I'm a little sad about.
Daredevil Born Again. I mean, I get why they do it. But
I get why they do it, too.
I just hate strikes in general.
This one, I support.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I don't support it. I just, in general, I just hate strikes.
From what I can tell, I support the stuff that I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, unless there's, like, some hidden, like, agenda there.
I'm not going to 100% rein in because, like I said, I don't know. Like, I know what I've heard and read.
With other, like, labor unions, like, the most of them nowadays, there's other agendas that... don't help the employees that are actually affecting.
Right. And like I said, I'd have to double. I want to like really look into it. Yeah. I'm not just going to say I support. Yeah.
No. I get writer's strikes for
no, what I'm saying is I get so scared about some stuff like that. Just like, I'll be like, oh yeah, I think of that. And then like, oh yeah. Also these people are terrible.
They're
like,
also Nazis too.
Yeah,
so just be ready.
Yeah, exactly. I don't
like these guys have great values, but, they also happen to be Nazis.
Comic Talk 616 does not endorse the
does not
opinions.
We also don't endorse the Nazi party.
Nor Nazis. Nor do we think that writers are Nazis. That's just an example.
We like to burn Nazis in this podcast.
Oh, yeah. With gasoline or kerosene and matches.
Or the Ark of the Covenant.
So I'm thinking,
I mean, that's a useful tool
so
as
I'm
well.
Getting that we're not really Nazi fans.
If you haven't gotten this, you haven't listened to enough of our show.
That's fair. I'm a fan of Nazis in video games because they're fun to kill.
Clip that.
I'm a fan of...
clip that. Without the in video games part.
You guys are jerks. Can't say anything funny. Nazis are my favorite bad guys in video games, though, because they're always
Nazis
so funny.
Are my favorite is another clip for you.
I mean, you would do yeah. Tell Jake, he'll put it as a Matt quote. Go for it. I don't care.
Oh yeah, yes. I've text said Jake and for a Matt quote. Anyway,
he said, "I hate that." He responded
good.
To the 25s.
Good.
We look like Coco Melon babies, is what he said.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hate it so much. Anyway, do we have any other news stories besides the writer's strike delaying more of our fun nerdy stuff?
Well, only one more, and this is more of a more of an interview type thing, or more of some of the behind the scenes stuff. But apparently, the new Deadpool movie has been described as it's supposed to be the No Way Home for the Fox X-Men universe.
Oh yeah, I figured some of them would be showing up in it as a.
I'm kind of that's final. I knew a few of them would. I thought a few of them would show up for just a second, but like, man, if they're big parts of this, that'd be kind of great.
I imagine we'll see Cable again at least.
I hope we see Cable.
Obviously, we're getting Wolverine.
Oh, is Hugh Jackman in this one?
You didn't know?
We may have mentioned
not like that they've made it obvious over the last several months.
It may have been mentioned a few times.
They're the one video they did where they're sitting on the couch explaining the movie, and it's all they've got what can't remember the song the music playing over them, and they're like
yeah I love it. I think it's gonna be good. I'm excited that they're going to kind of give a good wrap up to that too, because
to the Fox universe,
because I feel like the Fox universe stuff kind of got left on a sour,
poopy,
kind of meh note.
It turned some poopy. Of it.
I felt like the last couple were okay.
They were good.
Yeah, I mean,
weren't not great. Apocalypse wasn't great. It was muddled. There were moments that were all right. The one Days of Future Past
was
phenomenal.
That was phenomenal, but
the and one with First the Class ba- was pretty with good. The giant was bear right. wasn't Fox, was it? That was Marvel. Yeah.
No, that was Fox.
It was.
Yeah.
The one
New Mutants.
It was the that it I was hate. The final Fox.
The
X-Men
one that
film.
Brings me such
which
violent
I enjoyed that one for the most part.
Anger.
I thought it was okay. Like I didn't think it was amazing. It's just not like the end note, right? It's
just,
not a good end.
It would have been like my expectations were pretty high, which they probably shouldn't have been, because the trailers looked amazing.
Yeah,
and they just didn't live up to those
and
expectations.
I think
at
if
all.
They were able to continue that storyline with those same actors and characters in another movie. It would have made it better.
The cast was so good. That's why I was another reason why I was so upset.
The acting was good.
Yeah. Towards the end, it was it got better for sure. Very first one's a couple. There's a couple. Well, I say writing right more than acting necessarily.
It was. Yeah. It suffered from some. Yeah.
That I'll say. Oh, there's some writing stuff.
Writing that wasn't great. But.
Yeah, and they did Darwin wrong. They did him dirty.
Who?
Darwin, the guy that gets blown up.
Oh, yeah.
It did him dirty. Darwin's stronger. Darwin's like one of the strongest X-Men that existed. They're like, he can't mutate from this. Yes, he can. That's a whole 100% his thing.
Yeah.
He's come back
poor
from
writing.
Worse.
So,
anyway, sorry. X-Men movies.
Matt ranting about New Mutants.
Oh, no.
Movie that.
No, not New Mutants. That's First Class.
Oh, first. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The guy that got.
Sorry. Was, yeah.
That gets blown up in First Class.
Yep.
They're like, adapt to this. I'm like, he totally can. He should be able to.
Overall, though.
He should have shown up at the end of the movie and been like, hey, guys, what's up? No, I totally adapted to it. That's 100% my thing. Did you not hear me when I said that?
Yeah.
Little.
Anyway, that's all the... really great news stories
I
had.
Did we talk about Last Airbender?
Let's talk about it.
No, we didn't
yet. We didn't miss that. Okay, so there was a little teaser. It wasn't... It was mostly the symbols and, like... It was
they showed the Four Nations symbols.
Did you see the character stills?
Yeah, I saw the character stills.
Yeah, and you showed me those a little bit.
Have you shown them to her?
No. This is the first time I'm hearing of this.
They're making live-action Last Airbender.
Last Airbender on Netflix.
Yeah, which I'm
apparently
okay with.
Luca.
Like,
Don't know who
or not Luca.
Sokka.
Sokka.
I know who that is.
Aang. Yeah. Hatara.
Katara.
Sokka and Zuko.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking a little bit earlier when we saw like the stills. I think we were trying to talk about how like Sokka's too clean looking.
Yeah.
Like too, like
put together.
We'll see.
In this picture. I'm basing this on the picture.
He looks too old to me.
It does look
old. I don't know if it's just that angle, because
he just looks
like
it's that angle.
He looks like he's the same age as me, and he's supposed to be younger.
Screenshots of the actors themselves, and all of them look really young.
Not him.
I mean,
in the other,
we'll see. I mean, we can see
pictures I've seen of him.
We can see, like, you know, this is also stills. To be fair, also, like, in motion does definitely change it a lot. I think they did Aang about as good as they're gonna do Aang. Like, this is kind of the same thing with the.
He's gonna look stupid regardless because of the blue freaking arrow on his head.
This is the same thing as
it doesn't look bad at all.
Same thing as the One Piece discussion where, like, yeah, these are drawn characters, so they're going to look just so good.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be, you know, they're not going to be perfect, which is fine. I'm okay with that.
Just from the still shots.
But the still shots look good.
Of Aang, he looks spot on.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they didn't do a good job. I'm just saying he's not going to look super cool because that character design is goofy anyway.
And, like, you know, some of the, like, facial expressions aren't possible in a real human face.
That's... Like, look at that actor. He looks too old. That's another picture of him.
Oh, Sokka.
Maybe it's Uncle Iroh.
The middle right.
Yeah, yeah. I
see what you're saying. Breaking news. Uncle Iroh has really been Sokka this entire time.
Maybe.
Sokka never actually existed.
Or maybe Uncle Iroh is just...
Because like, Zuko is supposed to be the oldest character.
Oh, yeah, huh?
And... Sokka, Zuko, the firebender. And Sokka looks like way older to me.
18,
but, 18 or
something.
I mean, I guess it's not a huge deal. It's just something I observed.
I'm good with, I think it's been like, so I think also a lot of people are like saying this should never be live action. Like, no, it's okay. It's been enough time. I mean,
yeah.
I think if this just is going to...
Because they messed it up once doesn't mean they're
going to
do it again.
Well, and going a little bit back to what we said about Cowboy Bebop, like, I'm going to say this is the same way I said to Cowboy Bebop. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. The other show still exists. And if you like it, you can still go back and watch it. It's fine. Like, this isn't going to make that not exist.
Yeah, they're not, like, changing the canon of the original story. They're not doing... They're not touching the original.
Yeah.
It's still available.
It's still there. Still watch it. Yeah, you can still watch it. It's still... Yeah, it's still available. Still good.
Mm-hmm.
Still fun. I think Avatar was one of my first things that I did for got Netflix for, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
This picture of him looks better.
Okay. Yeah, he does look, but I think that's a younger picture of him.
I think that other, like that headshot picture of him, he's got the smolder going because he wants to look.
Yeah, he looks too
masculine. And I'm not sure I was going to act.
But that picture also looks like it's from... a few years ago, and these pictures that I saw look more recent.
So
I think he's literally younger in that picture you just
showed.
There
is something I'm going to need them to do, like, just for my benefit, at least. Let Sokka make a joke, please.
I'm sure they're going to keep his personality. Because
in the other movie, he was, like, same personality, but not funny. Mm-hmm. So he was just really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, his personality is cool because he's funny. But if he has that personality and he's not funny, I'm just going to want him to get hit by a truck.
I'm not too worried about it. I just thought when I first saw it, I was like, he looks way too like.
Some of the still photos, he looks too old.
Yeah, but not just too old, just also like.
A little off.
Too like, too serious and too, like Matt said, too put together.
Well, and that's what I think.
Because Sokka's supposed to be the goofy, like, nerd loser.
Yeah, kind of laid back, too.
But when
too.
He smiles and isn't, like, posing
like
for a headshot.
Yeah, like, he's looking at
pictures.
He looks like Sokka.
He's looking at picture at, like, candids and stuff of him, and he looks a lot.
And it fits the character more.
Sokka.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm going off of still.
Yeah, one still.
The only thing that one still looks like it's an actual face shot, which...
No, that's fine.
I mean, like I said... We'll see. He's trying to, you know, look his best.
Yeah,
should smile a little more.
That's fair. Like I said, no, I think it's going to be interesting to see. I'm probably going to watch it. Man, I'm really conflicted right now. So I'm mad at Netflix, but I like a lot of shows that are coming out soon. So, like, I have to keep Netflix because I want to watch those shows.
Wait, what are you mad about? Because do they just keep taking
sharing.
Stuff off?
No, the password sharing thing got me pretty upset.
Because
that's literally what
it is. Is that actually happening still?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it 100%
what's
going to
happen
already.
To our...
I don't know because ours is different because we don't pay for ours. Ours is paid for through T-Mobile.
I don't know. But like I said, I definitely got the like notification like,
because,
is this your home?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I haven't noticed anything. But I also haven't been on Netflix. Oh, that might affect me when I move, when I go back to school.
Possibly.
Maybe. We don't know.
No.
We'll see.
I don't really watch much on Netflix anyway.
But see, yeah. We already pay extra to have 4 screens.
Me too.
Yeah. So, I think that's so dumb. It's different. I don't know.
If someone's paying for it, you should be allowed to have it.
We had kind of did the discussion, but just like I am upset about that.
They're gonna get the money.
The next season of The Witcher's coming out pretty soon, and I really want to see this One Piece thing, even though I'm not sure how good it's gonna be. One Piece, Avatar. Okay, I'm like, and there's a couple other shows. They have a show right
Vikings Valhalla.
They have this new show now with Arnold Schwarzenegger called FUBAR. It's also pretty good.
Is it? I saw.
So some of their content's really good. I'm just mad at the company, but the show's pretty funny.
Yeah. The company's just being a little.
I'm upset about it because the whole reason they're giving is like, we're not making enough money, and I'm like,
that's what I'm saying, y'all got stuff that makes you lose customers.
Well, the thing is also
they're gonna get the money regardless. I don't think this is gonna make much of a difference.
No, they've actually increased their money because of this, because a lot of people have they've gained new accounts.
Well, and the thing is, they're
kicking people off.
They're like, we don't have enough money to make one of those Scrooge McDuck pools yet. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, you go ahead and try to swim through a bunch of gold coins. I don't think it'll turn out like it does with the cartoon duck.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just...
You know, like, as a kid, I thought, oh man, swimming through piles of gold coins like that would be amazing.
Yeah, then turns out that, like, money isn't water. So if you dive into it, it's a solid still. You'll
probably break your neck and die.
You just break your face. Like, it just hurts, or you die. One or the other. It depends on how high you jump, I guess.
You got a diving board.
If you do the diving board into it, you're probably not walking out.
Your hands and arms will break first. If your head hits just right, you'll snap your neck. And then that'll be somebody else's pile of gold.
Probably the government's. Anyway.
Wow. This, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a weird rant.
Weird rant. But anyway, yeah, I'm just... I hate that. That's a lame excuse, I think.
It is. But
whatever. So, well, I'm looking forward to Netflix stuff. I'm looking forward to... I kind of want to cut Netflix because I don't want to be part of the problem, but also I really want to watch the shows.
We're going to go ahead and tell you about our ads right now. Best Low Coffee.
Hey, guys. So, apparently, I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a 3-month barista choice box... They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
Okay. Comics list. Go to blog.gocollect.com and look up the comics list for the week of next week, which is... Oh, what is that? That's July now, isn't it?
No.
Not quite. It's the 28th of June.
The 29th is not Thursday.
Wednesday. 28, July 28, comics list. And I'm going to run one more ad, and then we're going to cut for the Darkest Timeline we did.
And if you want it to be authentic, just mess it up 3 or 4 times on the stuff I usually would have read. Let's do that. That's about right.
Yes. Or read it like Jonathan.
Or read it like Jonathan. Hey, if you want to read the comics list out loud to us and you want us to judge it, send it to our Facebook.
Or our email.
Right.
Totally, we're on Facebook and you can send it in a little chat thing. We'll share it to all our friends. Yeah. It'd be great.
ComicTalk616@gmail.com. Okay.
And hey guys, we're back. You know what's crazy? Tommy also has something fun to tell us about.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic.
We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
Welcome to Comic Talk 616, the Cocaine and Buffaloes episode.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The hot tub special.
Yes. Being recorded in a hot tub.
Yep, be jealous. We're living our best life.
Yeah, yeah, no, so we are, we're Yellowstone for the better part. And we have a special guest in the house, Kevin.
Hi! Does anyone see my underwear?
How was your birthday, Kevin?
It was really good. I got cake, but some other lady has the same birthday as me. And like, she wanted to be my birthday buddy, and I was like, no, you cringe.
But you still ate the cake.
No, you cringe. Yeah, cake was really good.
She was really excited that you guys were sharing the same birthday. Oh, no. And the best part is I could see in your eyes that you, like, you wanted to tell her, but you just couldn't. Let her down.
Yeah, I guess she was so happy, and she, like, she just brought me the cake. She's like, oh, this is the best cake ever, isn't it? I'm just like,
uh-huh.
Yes.
How is that?
Happy birthday to us.
How is it that June 7th, secret. I mean, sorry, June 8th, for the rest of your life, you're going to have to live a fake birthday?
Yeah.
Did the cake taste like ash in your mouth?
No.
Yeah, how did the lies taste?
This is what really happened. She said that, and then he's like, no, it's not really my birthday. This cake is so good.
We didn't tell her that.
Like not gonna lie, that cake may have flowers from Algernon, my taste buds for cake.
He's like, the lies are delicious.
Yeah, I can never enjoy cake again, because it will never live up.
There's a proverb that says stolen bread tastes sweet in secret.
I mean, proof is in the Kevin.
Exactly.
But yeah, I really miss my underwear, so if anybody finds those, please send them to me.
We also need to hear from OJ and Ferdinand and Steve.
Where did Ferdinand come from?
Ferdinand was yesterday.
Yeah, that was Mike's contribution.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, so we do...
Yeah, Ferdinand got assassinated and started World War III.
So we actually do
Ferdinand.
So we actually do have a guest. He's back, unfortunately.
It's Matt.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I've been here before.
I'm back from every week.
Specifically this hot tub?
I have been to this hot tub.
Oh, gross.
Specifically.
Actually, Kyle's the other one that's been.
Hey, at least he's had his underwear on. Here's the thing. Kevin's
okay,
underwear's
okay
in the house, so we... I'm not going to lie. When he got out, he immediately wrapped himself in a towel, so...
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, welcome to Comic Talk 616. We have a special...
Mike's right behind you.
...episode... for you tonight. So instead of doing a regular news episode, we are bringing you a special Cocaine and Buffaloes Darkest Timeline. I'm Badmouth Jake.
I'm the Lord Pope Deity of the Church of Evidation, Kyle.
I'm Matt, the Chaotic Evil Moon Baron.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Steve.
And it's great.
I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Cool.
I already did that one. We can't all be only say your name.
So
I've been that for the last however many years.
He's been doing it for, yeah, he has been doing it a while.
The entire
to be
time.
Fair.
Oh, yeah? Well, I also like to party.
Oh,
so.
Shut up.
To be fair, you're still in his bit. Like,
so,
I said,
for those who are tuning into the show for the first time, we generally do a yearly Halloween special called The Darkest Timeline. However, because we're in Yellowstone and Bigfoot is magic and there have been cocaine and buffaloes all weekend and other things.
Minus the cocaine.
Well, the buffaloes did all the cocaine.
Well, is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
They didn't leave any for us.
Yeah.
Jerks.
I guess you snooze, you lose. Anyways, we are doing a special, Darkest Timeline. I think the parameters for this one, it has to involve those who've been here at the cabin with us, and the setting has to be within Yellowstone. I think those are fair parameters.
Not the cabin, because we're in Idaho.
I mean,
I think we should do a Mad Lib, and we just like each like take turns adding parts to the story.
Yeah. Do you remember playing D&D last night?
Yeah.
We're not doing
it
that.
It was
again.
So much fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why not, Jake? What was bad about the D&D?
I will literally drown myself in the tub, and then Matt is going to lose his deposit.
All right, Kyle, let's keep talking about it.
I don't know. it seemed like a perfectly normal round of D&D to me.
Except for the normal part.
I was going to say the sword's inside an ice dragon's butt, but that is the normal part.
That part's not the... That part... That was all right.
Yeah, and I was able to successfully use Turn Undead on a lich, which I've been told is the equivalent of redirecting a hurricane by farting at it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Sometimes you play stupid games and you win the jackpot. Dumb stuff works.
True.
Anyways, who wants to go first? Jonathan.
Oh, mine's going to be the worst.
That's
okay.
We already know that.
I guess we'll start. I didn't realize we were doing this.
We'll only go up from here. Yep.
Yeah, see? Half glass full attitude. I love it.
It can only get worse.
All right. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Spooky music. Setting the tone.
There once was a man named Steve. And he had these friends who were with him at the cabin. And they told Steve, "Hey Steve, you have a Bronco. Will you please go to the gas station and get us all corn dogs? Because we really want corn dogs." We've been singing this song all weekend. That's really just making us think about corn dogs a lot.
Steve has left the hot tub. I'm presuming to get us corn dogs.
And while he was out, never mind. By the time Steve had come back from giving us all corn dogs, he'd gotten like a 48 pack, by the way. I don't know why the gas station had a 48 pack, but.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah. He comes in feeling pretty good, pretty good natured. He's excited to play D&D tonight. Little does he know what he would walk into. All the lights were off. And he could hear an eerie voice from downstairs in the cabin of Matt directing a D&D game. You are all dead. You all are haunting the former resting place of the Baron of Yellowstone. Steve, feeling inspired and happy to get in on this D&D game, puts the corn dogs in the fridge and reaches his hand in.
And also and the realizes that the pizza that he picked up.
And realizes that the fridge is off and warm, in fact, instead of cold. But no matter, Steve figures these are frozen anyways and they'll thaw a little bit. So he just leaves them on the counter like he was born in a barn. And proceeds to go downstairs. And then, as he slowly steps down the stairs, he sees that there's no light on, but, you know, considering what he heard Matt just say, he figures it's part of the environment. And as he slowly steps down, he feels his foot step on some glass. And being the manly man he is, he says nothing. But he does slip a little, and his knee gets pushed into the wall very fast. But he wouldn't call it an injury. It's just his knee aggressively wanted to hit the wall despite the knee made out of concrete. And he sort of stumbles down the last few steps, and what his eyes meet can only be described by darkness and an eerie white light. And then Steve died. I don't know where to go from there.
Oh, okay.
I guess that was a story.
Yep.
I give that a corn dog out of 10.
That
was a diary.
One dog out of the 48 pack.
I don't know where to go. I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. No, you're right.
Someone wants to try it?
It's Steve's turn.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, we nose ghost.
No, I stepped on glass for you guys. You all go before
See?
Me.
See? You say so, so wait. So
mine's the best because it's
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. For you to say you stepped on glass for us would imply that you broke the glass and did it intentionally, thinking that we asked you to do it.
Mm. I think that's kind of imply that actually.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is, I was getting stuff ready so we could do this thing. And got wounded in the process.
Hey, Steve, that's only if we're interpreting you charitably.
Yeah.
And I think you've been around the block enough to know that's not
right. I don't mind going
I'll just keep digging your whole words.
I don't mind going next.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
that's Steven with a PH.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's my name today. That's right. All right.
What are your PH levels?
Basic.
Are you high alpha?
I'm basic.
Get my shoulder down.
Yeah, absolutely. All right,
anyways.
All right, so, once upon a time, there was a brave group of intrepid friends who went to Yellowstone for a fun bachelor party trip full of debauchery and 12-year-old antics, like Nerf gun fights and such. And, Kyle and Jake and Matt and Steve and Jonathan arrived first at the cabin, and they had some more friends who were supposed to be picking up groceries to kind of meet them later with the food so they could eat and survive for the next few days. And these were Taylor and Kevin and Whiskey and Dan. God, I've met so many people.
Isaac, Taylor.
Isaac, thank you. I said Taylor. Oh, my. Pretty sure.
You said Taylor.
Oh, you hit him now. At
yeah.
least.
I'm not going to forget Taylor because he cooked and he's extremely
Taylor handsome. Squared.
Anyways. So yeah, Taylor and Kevin were getting the food. And Whiskey and Isaac were not far behind. And The five friends that arrived first got their Nerf guns ready and waited in ambush for their friends to come in the front door and surprise them with just all of the freaking Nerf darts to the face at once. And they opened the door and slowly crept into the house, and they could hear them dropping boxes of stuff. It was like cookies or crackers or chips or something, like a whole bunch of boxes, like they were carrying like dozens of boxes for some reason. But they couldn't tell in the dark. And then they switched on the lights and yelled, "Surprise!" and just started pelting them with Nerf darts, and they just stood there and took it and like didn't flinch, didn't blink. Darts were hitting them in the eyes even, and they just stood there, and like in their arms was just boxes of Nilla wafers. Just nothing but boxes of Nilla wafers. And they're just standing there taking this endless abuse of Nerf darts, not saying a freaking word. And then the five friends stop shooting. They're like, hey guys, you okay? what's going on?" And they're like, and they're just they stare back with these empty eyes, holding their boxes of Nilla wafers and like trying desperately to pick up the ones they dropped and dropping more, and so like we're all just like, "Okay guys, we'll help you with all that." And so we got all the boxes of Nilla wafers inside. It's like 100 freaking boxes of Nilla wafers and no actual food. And so we were pretty cross with them. We were like, "Okay guys, what the hell? We needed food. We're gonna be staying in a cabin for 5 days. Like, what's going on?" And no response from them, no response. And anyways, it was getting pretty late by this point in the night, so we decided to just kind of let them get over whatever kind of weird, like, PTSD thing they were going through, like, and just, go to bed, fresh start the next day or whatever, it was going to be fine. So the five of us were all, like, going to the bathroom and, like, brushing our teeth and teeths. I just said teeth. Brushing our teeth.
We are in the outdoor woods in the West.
And getting ready for bed. And we all go into our bedrooms, and it's all dark, and we try to turn on the lights, and like
we can't see anything, and like the lights aren't working, and we're like, oh my god, what the heck is going on? And like, and you know, we could swear that we hear like heavy breathing or something, but it's too hard to see what's going on. So we kind of just like blindly like fumble our way to the bunk beds, and you know, Matt puts his hand down first, and he feels like this weird crunch in the bunk bed. He's like, what the heck? And it was like something like kind of like crummy and crumbly on his hand. Like, what the F? And then Jake's like, yeah, mine too. Like something, there's like crap all over my bed. And Kyle, Steve, and John follow suit, and we're all like wondering what's going on with our bunk beds. And then suddenly the lights turn on, and Taylor and who's the other one? Who?
Just say the ref crew.
Yeah, the ref crew. There we go. Yeah,
the ref crew. The
yeah.
One.
Yeah, the ref crew just are standing there with a bunch of boxes and Nilla wafers, chanting, "Nilla's in my bunk bed. Nilla's in my bunk bed. Nilla's in my bunk bed."
Oh my god!
And it was
how did I know?
You monster!
And then they proceed to tie us down to our bunk beds. And start force feeding us Nilla wafers and just chanting, "Nilla's in my bunk bed, Nilla's in my bunk bed, Nilla's in my bunk bed." And they just keep force feeding us these Nilla wafers and like nothing to drink, and we just like we're like choking to death on these Nilla wafers.
God, it's so dry.
And we die by a Nilla wafer. The end.
Man, you had me terrified at the thought of like not only having to eat Nilla wafers for 5 days straight.
But not having.
But also having to pay for them.
Wow, that is
scary. You like Hawaiian pizza, but you hate Nilla wafers.
Yeah,
you
I have standards, man.
I mean, not like hundreds of boxes at once.
Yeah, there's.
No, I can handle 5 or 10 at a time.
Yeah, like that's a good like reasonable like amount of Nilla wafers.
We can
like,
handle
would
two.
Would you be okay with dying just? By being stuffed with hundreds of Nilla wafers.
Oh no, it's okay. I was just joking at Jonathan's expense.
Oh, gotcha.
Well,
that's my story. I hope you liked it or not. I don't care.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Thank you.
That was your moment, Steve. I sang a song.
I think I gave Steve an aneurysm.
I guess I'll
no, I liked it.
It's all good.
I like that one a lot.
It is way better than the last story we had.
Yeah, like I said, I had to set a low bar.
A story without plot.
You ever seen those
Michael Bay film?
You guys ever seen those memes that are like, it's pretty old. They're like, your friend makes you look better, but you're still ugly.
Right.
That's what I did for you guys.
Okay, there's 3 stories to come. He gets the worst of the brunt.
Yeah.
The brunt of
all
the
right,
brunt,
I'll go ahead and go. All right. So. This story starts probably about the third night of our trip here. We've all had a pretty good trip for the most part. A lot of jokes, a lot of fun.
A little bit of things that make other people trip in a different way.
Yeah, you know, it was an experience. We were all pretty tired. You know, from our day up in the park, seeing Old Faithful and the geysers and just exploring nature. However, Kevin was feeling not quite himself. He was there, but not there. You know, it seems like he was in between.
Kevin or Ferdinand?
Kevin.
Okay.
And none of us really knew it, right? Because there would be times where he was himself. There were times where he wasn't. It just wasn't something we would have picked up. It was later that night, you know. Some of you guys were smoking cigars, some of us were inside, you know, talking, you know, Taylor was grilling. It was the usual for us. However, Kevin just really wasn't around. See, what had happened was Kevin had encountered something that we're not quite sure what happened in Yellowstone, but however, when we got back to the cabin, He had wandered down by the lake. And on the lake was a figure.
A stick figure?
No, it was a woman, a buffalo woman.
Hot.
She was something of a beauty. There was something, an attractiveness about her that he felt drawn. Kevin would walk into the lake. Later, as we're all hanging back, we were all on the porch talking, and sopping wet, sloshing Kevin comes onto the porch. This is when we notice the difference. He was soaking wet. He walks up to us and simply goes, "Guys, I think I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed." And walks into the house. He showers, does the whole thing, crawls in bed. And as we're doing our thing, Kevin begins to get bloated and starts having a stomach ache. Well, he starts to not feel good. He notices how, you know, big his stomach's got from this bloating, from the stomach ache. So he calls us, he's like, "Guys, I don't feel good. Is this weird? Should I call a doctor?" We're like, "Dude, it's probably gas. Try to use the bathroom. Like, I think you're fine." You know, Taylor goes on to explain something his wife had said that could be something similar, that it must have been something he ate or based off of just, like, you know, sea level, whatever. And he's like, "Okay, cool. I'll take a shower." It's in the shower where Kevin's situation becomes dire. See, the bloating wasn't bloating at all, but what had taken place on the lake was a ceremony between a great and dark forest deity. And Kevin had been chosen to be the bride of this deity. Kevin, trying to remedy this situation, this beast crawls out of him, ripping him from the inside out, giving birth to the Buffalo Man. We hear screaming and yelling, and we just assume he's just having a bad time on the toilet. Having a, you know, a great geyser situation of himself, you could say. This creature jumps out the window. We see it, and we're like, "Man, what was that?" And, you know, Jonathan's just like, "Oh, it's probably just bats. We should have knocked on the floor. Ha, ha, ha." And we're like, "That's sketchy. You're probably right." We're sitting there. Steve, smoking a cigar, just listening to us talk, hating that we're talking.
Wait, you know, is this the real Steve or Steven with a PH?
You.
Okay.
And you see in the glimpse of your eye a light. And you hear a singing. For whatever reason, the singing reminds you of your daughters. And for no rational thinking, you are like, "I need to get the girls out of the forest. What are they doing out there? That's not safe." So you get up to go get your daughters out of the forest. But when met there, you see a reverse Minotaur buffalo standing there. It's just snorting at you. And you're completely aware of what you're seeing, but at the same time, you're still determined to get your daughters, knowing that they're not there. He grabs you, puts his hand on your cheek, and strokes it as if he has, like, feelings for you. Not in the romantic sense, but as in the way that someone would love someone. You know? And as he does that...
Wait, like father-child?
Yeah, just kind of a... As he does that, he puts his other hand on there and presses his thumb into Steve's eyes. Steve not making a sound, still calling for his daughters. He pushes his thumbs all into his skull, grips his head, and splits his head in half.
Dang.
The Buffalo Man takes the blood and washes himself. We begin to notice that Steve hasn't come back and that Kevin must still be pooping or in bed. At this time, Kyle has decided to go to bed. He's tired and he's just wishing for rest at this point. So he goes up and lays down. You know, the rest of us have decided to go for a walk and to take a look at the lake because it was nice out and why not? As Kyle was sleeping, the Buffalo Man sneaks in, comes upstairs. Kyle is singing a song. Nilla Wafers in my bunk bed. It was a song that he heard earlier in the day. He's just kind of just, it's just a sleep thing that he does. However, his senses wake him up, and above him, towering over him, the Buffalo Man. He snorts. Kyle immediately realizes what's going to happen. He doesn't know how he knows, but he knows. With the last words of, "Okay, I love you," Buffalo Man shoves his hand through Kyle's chest and pulls out his heart. And with Kyle's mouth open, trying to gasp for air, he puts the heart in his mouth and tucks him back into bed. Now, the rest of us have gotten back to the house. We're seeing bloody footprints, and we're seeing blood. At this point, we're concerned. We begin to decide to separate and find out what's going on. Taylor and Chayton find the body of Steve and immediately try to call us, but service doesn't work, so they come back to the house. When they come back to the house and arrive, they see that Matt and Jonathan have also been murdered. Jonathan was strapped to a chair with hooks on his back and hung from the ceiling. Matt was bent over with the Nerf axe up his butt.
How did he die from that?
Embarrassment.
Well, it, you know, it was.
Imagine the force required.
It was a repeat. It was a repeated action. It was. There. It was through trauma and stress, really. Okay. And if he was alive, it was barely.
He didn't say which end of the axe.
Oh, that's true.
Isaac was also found. His face was smashed in as if someone just stomped on it like a pumpkin. So Chayton and Taylor, they find me. I'm covered in blood, and I'm like, there's something out there hunting us. Kevin's dead. How's that? All of us are dead. After looking at the evidence, Taylor remembers a story that he was told, that his dad told him. And the reason why he's always been hesitant to come to Yellowstone, that every once in a while, a bride is chosen and a Buffalo Man is born. The Buffalo Man needs to hunt those that the bride loves the most, so it can go live its life peaceful in the woods, protecting the forest, while also consuming other humans until it's time for itself to choose a bride of its own.
Dang, Kevin loved us that much and he just met us.
So we knew one thing. It was either the Buffalo Man or us. So we found things that we thought could be helpful. We planned an attack. We went out to the woods. We figured if we're in a fight, we might as well fight in neutral territory. We hear it circling, it's stalking us. We hear it singing and drawing us in. We're doing everything we can to fight it. However, Taylor realized he forgot his power trip hat. And for whatever reason, it's like he couldn't get the thought out of his head that he forgot it, that he had to get it. His mindless thought was to go grab it. So he left the circle that we created. So Taylor steps out of our group circle. And as he does, he starts to come back. And he tells us the best way. He remembers that there was a way to protect yourself from the Buffalo Man. He says a circle of oats. And the moment he steps out, a branch, I wouldn't say a branch, like a fallen tree, a good chunk, just looks like a train that hits him and skewers him. And just killed. Knowing that that was our window, we ran into the house, went to the living room, found the oats, and made the circle. It comes in the house, and it looks at us. It's trying to walk past to get us, but it can't. We knew that it had probably more patience than us, and we knew that it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of time. We were either going to starve to death, die of dehydration, whatever. Worst case, our families come looking for us and the Buffalo Man gets them. So we did what we needed to do. We looked at the Buffalo Man. We nodded. We accepted our fate. He grabbed us by the hands and walked us into the forest, never be seen again. For the next couple of years, the Buffalo Man would hunt this area around the cabins, decimating people, eating its blood, until one day, the child of Jonathan, that he did not know he was going to have, would come here for his bachelor party, and one of his friends would become the next Buffalo Guy to start the cycle again. The end.
Now that was a proper story.
Yeah, also, like, the top song of the charts of By the Time Jonathan's Son Came Here was Noah's in My Bunk Bed.
Yes, that's good.
What a bop. What a
bop. All right. Cool. Intermission. Let's listen to nature for a moment while Matt thinks of his story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't write a novel, guys. Sorry.
Oh no, I'm mine's gonna be off the cuff.
Mine's gonna be really short if I go right away.
Hold on a second. Let's listen to the set.
Give me a second. No.
That's what happened.
Do you want to see Old Faithful?
Give me half a second.
Do you like mundane exploding rocks? Come visit Yellowstone. The stones aren't yellow.
Okay, give me a second. Just hold on.
Just everybody silent
for a minute.
Okay, I don't. No, I want silence. There's actual nature making noise right now. Shut up.
But nature making noise. Okay.
You can't hear the frog croaking?
No, that's an old lady. She's staying at the cabin across.
Wrong croaking. I'm talking about the frog, not her.
What's the difference?
Touché.
In a cabin somewhere in Yellowstone Park, a group of friends have gathered for a bachelor party. They have gotten together, and they're gathered into cars. They're heading towards Yellowstone. They think that they're driving towards excitement, but they don't realize that they are heading towards their doom. These friends go to see Old Faithful, and it's a relatively uneventful time. And they go see a few more geysers. The last geyser they see hasn't gone off in quite some time. In fact, it hasn't gone off since the late 70s. And the last time this geyser went off
several people disappear. As they are standing in front of it, they're taking a group picture, and they're laughing about how funny it would be as it went off. Just then, with a cloud of smoke above, it goes up. Each one of them immediately blacks out. Last thing they remember, they were getting ready, somebody was holding the camera, and a picture was being taken. They awaken deep in the woods. It has now become dark and night. They awaken slowly and find themselves heads shaven. For some, much easier than others. And they can't quite remember.
For some, it's all they ever wanted.
Yeah. And they can't. And they can't quite remember what happened, or who they are, or how they got there, or where most of their clothes went. They're wearing some random articles.
Where are my underwear?
Some underwear. Oh, of course, some underwear. A few socks, the mismatched ones. They find themselves in the middle of the woods, and they hear from a dark hollow nearby, Welcome to my woods. Feel free to run. In fact, I'd prefer if you did, because you are the next sacrifice. They immediately start to panic, and there's some arguing, and there's some, hey, stop messing around. Hey, who's not here? Who's messing with us? They look around and they don't quite see Chayton. Chayton, come on. I knew it. I knew he was up to something. All right, let's search off, they say. As they search off into the woods, they find Chayton. Chayton has been strung up on a tree. He is hanging upside down by his ankles about 40 feet in the air. Unfortunately, no tools are available. There's no real way to get him down. The tree's far too big to knock down, and they have nothing. They look at Chayton, and they see that he is frozen in fear as he stares behind them. They turn around and they see something. Bigfoot is known to be a mythical creature. Some people think it might be a human, a hairy person, somebody who's been transformed. But in that moment, they realize that they realize that it is not human, and it never was. This is an abomination. This is a monstrosity. This is something natural, but entirely unnatural. It stands 9 feet tall. Its hair is rough and coarse, and there's a slight white powder substance near its face. Its eyes are sunken in and black. It looks at them and says, "Why aren't you running?" As they run through the woods, Steve steps on a shard of glass that has been somehow, some camper has thrown a bottle and broken it and just left it in the woods. And most of the time that would be bad for nature, but in this case, it's bad for him. He steps on this piece of broken glass and falls to the ground in pain. Then his pain sound is suddenly silenced as the rest of the group continues running very fast. As they're running, the bachelor hears a snap and he thinks that he's stepped on a twig, but indeed he's not. He's actually snapped his knee.
wait, which one?
You.
No, I mean which knee?
The good one.
Oh. There goes another $35.
He says, "Oh, there goes another $35." Because he's so delirious in pain, he doesn't know what else to say. The group The group hears a scream that is suddenly silenced as they continue running. This is probably the most dangerous game of a tag of all time. The next to disappear are Jonathan and Kyle. As the group starts spreading out, they suddenly vanish and are not heard. Matt trips over nothing and falls right on his face, and again is not heard from.
Wait, you mean Rachel?
Yeah. We're related. We're related.
It runs
the rest,
family.
The rest of the rev crew, one by one, is picked off as there's quiet, and then screaming, and then quiet again. As we see that all of them have been killed, they are tied up by their ankles. Bigfoot has the ropes over his shoulders, and he carries them up to Old Faithful. But now Old Faithful suddenly is dark. It was dark. It was steamy, but now it is aflame again. Old Bigfoot throws these men into the fire and burns them alive. You see the Old Faithful erupt once again in flame and fire. These men went up for a bachelor weekend of whiskey and cigars, but it was them that got smoked.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Nice.
Oh, I can't tell a story on the cuff like that.
I was figuring it out, man.
Tell me you're a dungeon master without telling me you're a dungeon master.
Well,
that was really good.
Well, my first thing involved buffaloes, and then I got screwed.
I mean, that was Kevin in my story.
I know, but it was a buffalo, and I couldn't do a buffalo again. It felt weird.
I mean, it's Yellowstone. You can do a buffalo if you want.
Right.
You can
for this. For the
Sasquatch.
The Sasquatch was good, though.
What do we have done?
Wait, was it the Jack Link's jerky Sasquatch? Is that why he had cocaine on his face?
He was a little taller. It was like his dad.
Oh, so but Jack Link Sr.?
Jack Link Sr. had found cocaine.
That's crazy, because, you know, 70s and 80s it was popular. That's the last time he had some, so he must have gotten a bundle.
Probably. All right, Steve. Go right ahead, buddy.
For this story, we're going to have to go back in time about 130 or so years to the time of the Great West, cowboys and Indians and such. Cue the flashback sound effect here.
Play the dreams, Cal.
This here's Bill Knight and McCoy. I've got a story to tell about a group of men. The Redonkulous Nearly Dozen.
The Redonkulous Nearly Dozen? Nice.
Who's telling this story? Anyway, leading this dirty Redonkulous Nearly Dozen was the sharpshooter Jacob. And covered in ink of all sorts all over his body. Don't know what that's about, but moving on. Along with him was Matthew Bonner Moss, the Whiskey Baron, known worldwide for his moonshine. And then, next we had Stephen Knee, the cowhand. He was an interesting fellow.
His cows were, his hands were actually cows.
So,
they were moving.
Also moving on. Then we had Thompson, Esquire, the gentleman.
The third!
Gentleman's part of his last name.
Yes.
In fifth and ninth of this nearly dozen, we had Johnny Boy. He was a weird fella, like to drink a lot and talk very loudly late at night.
Never gonna live that down.
It's not my bachelor party. It sure seemed like it.
Burn! Burn!
Now, these five fellas were originally from the territory of... No, no, it would have been a state by then, of Colorado. Until Johnny Boy left the group for a while for California, because he heard there was still gold in our hills, even though it had been, dug out for the last 30 years. So the five of them got together and they head to Yellowstone, where they were met by six other gents. We have Whiskey the Buffalo Man. He's about 7'10" and he had his pet buffalo, Bessie, that he would like to ride, here and there and to and fro and such and things. Remind me of a friend I had once, Bob Coon Killer McQuaid. He died tragically when some free men mistook his nickname for meaning something else. They hung him and shot him. Anyway, moving on.
Dark Sigma.
And then we had the Barber Stevens, known for cutting hair good and slitting people's throats. After him, Isaac the Gunslinger, and then we had Danny the Kid, sorry, I'm getting jumbled up in my thoughts here. We had Shrinky Kev.
Oh no! Poor kid.
That's a pretty good one.
Where was I? It was nearly a dozen.
Bandit.
Michael the Wolfman Wolf. Let's see.
100% wolf. 9% man.
Yeah. That's spot on. How'd you know? You're good at the maths. There's one more, and his name's escaping me at the moment, I believe, somewhere. Anyway, there was nearly a dozen of them. They all met up in Yellowstone for reasons unknown. But like a bunch of redonkulous men do, they got to a drinking and a jawing and a smoking cigars and such, and Whiskey the Buffalo Man decided he was gonna go for a ride, so he jumped up on old Bessie and rode out into the woods. Now it was starting to get dark, and the other 10 gents were kind of wondering where Whiskey went. He'd been gone for a while, but that's a story for another time. So Whiskey was riding his Buffalo Bessie out into the woods and just got lost in his own thoughts and looking up at the stars through the treetops and did I mention Bessie is blind as a bat and deaf as a whatever's deaf?
Helen Keller?
Yes. Don't know who that is, but I'll go with it. So Whiskey wasn't paying attention to what was happening, and old Bessie stepped off the edge of the cliff. Well, they went crashing and caterwauling and somersaulting and cannonballing down the side of this cliff until they hit some trees. And all the way down, Whiskey bounced from tree to tree and got just covered head to toe in sap and honey and all kinds of other sticky goodness until he landed in a freshly skinned bearskin. By the time he woke up the next morning, that bearskin was stuck to him real good. And the sap had dried all over him. His face was covered in gunk and hair and fur and such. So he started making his way back to camp. Couldn't find Bessie. Meanwhile, the others were standing around talking to each other, telling scary stories and such. And Jacob decided he was going to go out into the woods and try to find out what's going on. So he left and gets out in the woods a ways, and everybody's still talking a little bit, and then they heard this blood-curdling scream. Jacob starts running through the bushes. He trips over a tree stump and lands in a bear trap head first.
Ow!
There was no ow. It cut his head clean off.
Ow.
Head clean off. That's the sound of the bear trap.
I'm dead.
Hang on. Hearing the blood-curdling scream of Jacob as he died, everybody jumped up and ran toward the sound. They got into this clearing and saw the body of Jacob laying there headless. And about that moment, they heard some traipsing through the woods. Thud, 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 and branches breaking, and everybody froze and looked toward the sound. And when what looked to be Sasquatch, you know, Bigfoot, come traipsing out of the tree line. Well, old Thompson Thompson, Esquire the Third.
The gentleman.
Yelled, "Hey, look, it's Bigfoot! Everybody run!" And everybody scattered. Except for Shrinky Kev and the Whiskey Bear and Matthew Bonnermoss. They both drew their guns and started shooting at Bigfoot, whereas he started to dance. And unbeknownst to them, this is Whiskey all along, covered in bear fur and gunk and stuff. And, you know, as he was falling down the cliff, he hit his head on the cliff face and bit his tongue off so he couldn't talk. All he could do was, as he was trying to dance and, you know, dodging bullets and such. And then, so everybody's running around. Those two were shooting bullets like crazy. One ricochet hit Johnny Boy right in the temple. He said, "What the?" And they just fell down dead. And then, Stephen Nee, he saw all the shooting and hollering and such, so he's like, "Well, I guess I better join in." So he drew his gun and just started shooting willy-nilly at anything and everything. And he shot Isaac the Gunslinger in the crotch, and he went down hard. Danny Boy climbed a tree because he was scared to death. And immediately after climbing the tree, Matthew Bonner Moss, the Whiskey Baron, had his rifle and accidentally shot the branch he was on. So he fell down head first, landed in a buffalo pie, and drowned because it was still fresh and wet.
It's like pudding. It's like a snack pack on a windshield.
Well, pistachio flavored because that was green.
Pistachio. Oh.
That's disgusting. Meanwhile, Barber doesn't know what's going on, so he pulled his straight razor out of his pocket and just started slashing away at everything and anything. You know, cutting Thompson Thompson, Esquire the Third's, the gentleman's, throat. He went down screaming, curdling, you know. And, who's left?
Oh, God. It's a lot of people to kill.
There's a lot of people. Meanwhile, finally, Sasquatch got close enough to the Whiskey Baron, put his hands on his shoulders and tried yelling, "I'm not Bigfoot," but it came out. So Jacob, being the good friend he is,
Jacob
walked over.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, Jacob's dead. He was the first one to die. See, this is what happens with old age. You'll forget.
I think
my new
Jonathan, are you alive?
No, oh, no, that's what it was.
No,
yeah.
I got hit in the temple.
No, like, Jonathan died.
Who's dead?
I think Matt's alive.
Who's alive?
I'm dead.
You and Matt are alive.
I'm alive.
Is that who you forgot earlier?
I don't know.
I think Dan the kid?
No, Dan's dead.
Oh, Danny the kid died.
Darn, too. I think it's just Stephanie and Matt.
He drowned in buffalo stuff.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Oh, no, there's Wolfman. Wolfman, being a man of the woods and a mountain man such as myself, heard all the screaming and carousing and blundering and dying, and he saw Bigfoot accosting the Whiskey Baron. And he ran up to help by shooting Bigfoot, and as he was running, he tripped and his gun went off. And he scored the hit. It was clean. But when he got his bearings and stood up, he saw Bonner Moss's head split in half, like something that splits in half.
Like a pistachio?
Love it.
Like a pistachio. Like an oyster, like a clam. Like a man who got his head done split in half with a bullet. And the whiskey, you know, the giant guy, saw what happened and freaked out and yelled and shoved the body of Matthew Bonner Moss to the ground. He turned around screaming and ran at the wolf man. And the wolf man ran from him, and they ran and ran through the woods until they both stumbled off the edge of this cliff and bounced off trees and the cliff face and all this. They ended up both looking the same and living happily ever after. Because they both thought they were Sasquatches after that.
Because they landed in the bear skin again.
That was people the dumbest ending ever.
No, that was a good one. That was a fun one.
That was people were leaving a lot of freshly skinned bears everywhere.
I forgot somebody. No, I did.
It's hard. There's a lot of people jumping around.
Yeah, but to be fair, I remembered almost everybody.
You got pretty good.
You did better than me.
Anyways, guys, there's
the darkest timeline thing. Congratulations, Jake, on getting married. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. We kind of forgot to mention that.
Wait, I thought we were killing Kyle.
Oh yeah, no, we're doing that later.
What?
After.
Anyways, guys.
Star Trek fan.
We have a late night ahead of us of watching buffaloes do cocaine and showing Jonathan Dungeons and Dragons because he has yet to see it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do that. Enjoy our night. You guys have a great week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this bonus episode of The Darkest Timeline. I'm Badmouth.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I'm Jonathan.
I am the Lord Pope Deity of the Church of Evidation and newfound spokesperson for the Nella Wafer Company, Kyle.
We just expanded your lore this weekend.
We did.
That's awesome.
So
hashtag not sponsored.
What are we doing with Notinos?
Wait.
Is this like a corporate sponsorship for the church?
I never get to say my name.
Hang on. Have a sec.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're
waiting
for it.
You guys have a great week.